Iran's relationship with the United States isn't the only thing at stake. Its relationship with Saudi Arabia is also under pressure over the conflict in Yemen. Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif has called for a ceasefire in Yemen, where Saudi-led airstrikes have been bombarding the Shiite rebels known as the Houthis, who first took control of the capital, Sana'a, back in September. Here's Zarif speaking to reporters earlier today.
If all of us helped, there will be a broad-based, friendly government in Yemen to all its neighbors. And that should be our objective.
With the Saudis supporting the Yemeni government and Iran supporting the rebels, tensions between the two countries are growing there. For more, we turn to Martin Reardon, senior vice president with the Soufan Group, a New York-based strategic security and intelligence consultancy, and a 21-year veteran of the FBI. He joins us from Qatar. Martin, welcome.
Good to be here.
A big part of the question is why now? Frankly, Iran and Saudi Arabia have been fighting proxy wars all over the Middle East for a long time, and not just in Yemen. So why sue for peace now?
The question of suing for peace, yes, the foreign minister said that from Iran, does not necessarily mean that's what they want. What Iran gains by having Saudi focusing in Yemen right now is they're going to keep the Saudis off balance. If you look at a map of the Middle East and what has happened in the last decade, Iran has a clear path to the Mediterranean Sea now via Iraq and Syria. They're also have a heavy influence in Lebanon through Hezbollah. They have some influence with the Shia community in Bahrain and even some influence with the Shia community in Saudi Arabia's eastern province. Now, on Saudi Arabia's southern border in Yemen, that's where the Saudis are going to draw the line, and this keeps the Saudis off balance.
Why would Iran call for a ceasefire now? It would seem that if they kept the conflict going, or at least inflamed in Yemen, that's even more unbalanced for the Saudis.
Well, they're calling for a ceasefire. They're also denying that they're having an involvement of what's going on there. I think if you look at the events of the last several weeks, there was an Iranian ship go, dock into western Yemen in the Red Sea and offload about 180 tons of weapons and ammunition. Hezbollah is in Yemen training and advising the Houthis. They have an interest there, but in the same light, for perception or public perception, it plays to their favor to call for a ceasefire.
We've seen reports also that the Saudis appear to be negotiating with Turkey for common cause in a move to get Assad out of power in Syria, right?
It is. And really, for Iran, that is the big picture. And for the Middle East, the Sunni Arab countries, that is also the big picture. Turkey is really the only country that has any potential for putting ground troops into Syria. They've said as much. So it plays into Saudi Arabia's benefit to work with Turkey in Syria, at the same time to limit the influence of Iran in Yemen.
So if you're Iran now and you're looking to keep the Saudis off balance and to a certain extent, the United States off balance, because we are watching some of these conflicts at a distance, we're involved in others. What is the 30,000-foot view here, Martin Reardon, with all of these different puzzle pieces and all of these different conflicts sort of playing into the tangled web of influence and counter-influence that the Iranians and the Saudis are playing in the Middle East? What's the long game here?
Well, I think the long game is Iran has to do very little in Yemen to keep the Saudis focused there. They just have to have the perception that they're involved. And Saudi Arabia, if you look at what's happened in Iraq and Syria with the Gulf countries and the airstrikes for the last 3 weeks, their focus has been in Yemen, not in Iraq and Syria. So just that perception that Iran has some influence vis-a-vis the Houthis are keeping them not focused on Syria. And again, Iraq, Syria, that's what really matters for Iran.
And how much does it bother the Saudis that their ally, the United States, appears even at a distance, even though allegedly we don't communicate, to be cooperating with Iran and with Shiite elements inside Iraq in the fight against ISIS? I mean, Iranian factions and Shiite factions have common cause with the United States now.
In Iraq, it's a given that the United States is going to support the Iraqi government to push ISIS out of the western part of the country, the northern part of the country. But with Iran, and all the Arab countries are concerned, particularly the Gulf countries, are concerned about the nuclear deal with Iran, and even not a nuclear deal, just with the United States looking at a rapprochement, not to become friends with Iran, but just to have less tension with Iran. The Gulf countries do depend on the United States as a security shield against Iran.
Martin Reardon, Senior Vice President with the Soufan Group Consultancy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.